Good afternoon. Thank you for calling A1. This is DeShannon.
Yeah, hi. Is Jeff in?
Mass is calling.
It's Ruben at Bank of Cardiff.
Ruben at, I didn't get, I'm sorry.
Ruben at Bank of Cardiff. I just missed his call. Jeff or Abra?
One moment.
Hey, it's Abra.
Good. Hey, give me 1 second. My phone just going crazy. I'm going to change it. Give me 1 second here.
Okay. Well,
I can't hear you. This is Ruben.
Hey, Ruben. It's Abra.
How are you doing?
Hey, good. The quote that we did have was the $43,603.56.
Okay.
And that is including tax. The total without tax was $40,656.
Yeah, I spoke to them. They're sending me the invoice. What I explained to Jeff is this. On this contract, and we have a long-standing relationship, so I'm not here to, like, preach to people. I'm here to get their funds done. What I explained to Jeff was this. I said, hey, look, he's like, well, this equipment's going to get delivered to Charlotte. I said, look, as part of our contract, it says that this equipment is in this area. If you bring in another area, this equipment can't go to another area. So he's like, I'll just sign off. I'm like, and Jeff's a super nice guy, but I was explaining it's not about signing off.
Yeah.
Since you guys don't have a rental, he wanted to change it to having the equipment be here, which is fine. So I got their invoice, so I'm processing it right now.
Okay. All right. So you did get the $43,000, right?
Yes, exactly. Okay. So is Jeff available or no?
Yeah. Hold on 1 second.
Thanks.
Hey, Ruben.
Hey, you've had a busy day. How are you doing?
Yeah, pretty good.
All right, so I got the invoice from your vendor. I don't know where that 45,000 number came from, so they couldn't find that in their system.
Okay.
I don't know what the complication is. So I just spoke to Abra. Did you get the new invoice?
The new invoice?
The corrected one, because you guys are mentioning 45. So we are at 46.56. I just want to make sure on a. I don't want to put anyone's.
The invoice that they quoted us was $43,000, and that was with $1,900 in taxes.
Correct.
Abra just
Correct. That's correct. But when we were speaking earlier, there's a 45 number, so we've cleared up that issue. I spoke up to BWE.
Yeah, well, yeah, okay. Why'd it go to 48?
I don't know. We were talking about those numbers earlier. I didn't know where those numbers came from, so I called BWE, and they said they didn't know where those numbers were from either.
Okay, so we're paying them $43,000.
Correct. That's what they told me. Because I said, hey, the customer has an invoice. Is this right? And they said, no. The second thing I discussed with them is they have updated your equipment going to ship to Charlotte, your location. And don't take me, like, I'm not trying to treat you wrong or beat it like a dead horse. I'm just trying to give you the information and value your business. With our contracts, they clearly denote where the equipment is stored. So on this one, they can't go to another location. If they go to another location, we need to verify that address. So this one, if we move forward with this transaction, the equipment has to stay in Charlotte. That's part of the contract. What I would also suggest, because I just ran into this issue for a junior rep at our company, we understand a lot of people have all these different rental yards, and they're really like handshake agreements. You know someone, they let you rent the area. It's more than it's just a handshake, someone that you know, correct?
No, originally we had, but I've been divorced since then, and I don't even know where to begin to look for the papers because she had all that stuff.
Absolutely. So here's what I suggest to all my customers to help them out. Your business is growing. That's an awesome thing. When you have a few minutes, just call your landlords and just say, hey, look, I need an updated lease agreement for X number of months, and that takes care of a lot of issues for our customers. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to get this transaction to funding. I'm going to see the vendor will probably have to update the whole sales tax difference. I also spoke to Peggy. I'm like, hey, look, this customer, will you cash their check because they don't want that to happen? She's like, no, we're not going to cash their check. And she told me we're not going to cash their check until we receive funding. So hopefully that kind of calms things down. She doesn't sound like she's going to cash in, all right?
Okay.
Thanks, brother. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.